and look after you, everything. You'll even get a big welcome dinner before you go.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Then join us all.
Yes, I must. What do I do next?
You talk to our manager.
Where is he?
Down below somewhere. Oh, I hope you get a job with us, Carl. Become an actor like me.
Oh, no, I could never be an actor.
You can. You can be anything in our theater. Kiss me, Carl, here in heaven.
Rustin! Rustin!
Look, there is Robinson. He has no idea where I am.
Is he the one you got drunk?
I didn't get him drunk.
I had to leave, too. Me seen out with you and you seen with him and all that. The head cook decided I was morally reprehensible.
Oh, that is terrible, Therese. I'm so sorry. But I wasn't given a fair hearing. I never have been.
Oh, don't worry, Carl. It's in the past already.
I must get a position here. I need a new start, Therese.
Well, go on then. Oh, but be careful going down.
I will.
Hey, you up there?
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning.
Either you're up to no good, or you want to join us.
I want to join. There are others outside, too.
Well, they've all been let in now, everyone that wants to be. I'm the staff manager. I'm about to address them all. There they are, down below.
I think I will stand behind you, if I may. Out of sight.
Yeah? Well, we've plenty who join us with something to hide. Now, let the trumpets fall silent. I greet you all in the name of the Theater of Oklahoma. You have your identification papers? We can find employment for everyone. But we must know what occupations you followed till now, so that we can put you in the right places to make use of your knowledge.
But it's only a theater.
We've set up employment bureau in the booths here. The first office there is for engineers. Huh? Is there perhaps an engineer here?
Me! I'm an engineer!
You?
Yes!
Well, you seem a little young and shabby.
I am an engineer.
Okay, well then, down there to the first booth.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Now, who's next?
An engineer? I can hardly believe it. At last, I can follow my ambition. If I keep clear of Robinson. Here.
Enter!
Sir?
Come in, boy.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Your identity papers?
I don't have them with me.
But you are an engineer.
Yes. Well, I'm not an engineer yet, but...
No worry, we can employ everyone. Schooling?
Intermediate.
Location?
Prague.
Where's that?
Europe.
Oh, okay. Name?
Rossmann. Carl.
Rossmann. Carl. You're engaged by the Theater of Oklahoma. Proceed through that door to the office of the 10th Squad.
The 10th Squad?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Have you been taken on?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, congratulations. So have we.
General workers.
Oh, well, I am an engineer.
Are you qualified?
No, but they don't seem to mind. Perhaps you can do whatever job you want to. Be whoever you like.
Perhaps.
I suppose that's a good thing.
Oh, yes. Well, now I need to see the office of the 10th Squad.
There, up the steps.
Good morning, sir.
Come forward. Rossmann, Secondary school student from Europe.
Yes, sir. How did you know?
Efficient communications. You've been out of work.
Yes.
What was your last job?
Lift operator in a hotel.
Lift operator. Were you happy there?
No.
No. Your family are in Europe?
Yes.
Yes. You have no spouse?
No.
No. You have a child?
How did you know?
I don't. It's a question.
Oh, perhaps.
You remind me of my old school teacher.
Perhaps. You're all ready to travel?
Yes, sir.
It's a new life and a better life with us. What sort of job do you think would suit you?
I've been taken on as...
Yes?
I've been taken on as an actor.
Actor?
I don't know whether I'm capable of being one, but I will do my best.
Put on this armband. It bears your job title.
Am I an actor now?
Oh, yes. You're an actor now.
Oh.
I'll add you to the lists and lift your details onto the transport board.
What do I do next?
Oh, you join the train, the transport to the west.
Right away?
Yes.
But I have a friend I need to see amongst the angels.
Oh, they'll have moved on to their next recruiting stop. You'll see her again.
In Oklahoma?
Yes, in Oklahoma. Now, come on, you're the last.
Am I? I thought I was the first to enlist.
Come with me. Through here, we have the train waiting outside.
That's amazing! 1 minute, we're in a racetrack grandstand. The next, we're at a station.
Our theater is capable of great things. Extraordinary transformation.
And our train is all ready.
Yes. Come on, hurry up.
I've not eaten for a while. I'd hoped... So, welcome dinner.
It had to be cancelled. The train for Oklahoma leaves in 5 minutes.
I see. I thought there would be more recruits.
There are plenty here. Come on, keep in line. No falling behind.
There are no more to be taken?
No. These are the chosen. Hey, the slower ones in the middle there. Come on, speed it up. Here. Let me help you push that tram.
Rothman! Don't you dare try and escape us!
Here he is, Rothman! Hey, Rothman, he's getting on a train!
How long will we travel, sir?
2 days, 2 nights.
Carl, we're on the move again to something new.
Yes, Hans, new and better.
I hope so. We all do.
Now, all aboard! Final call for the train!
Carl, come on, Carl, hurry
up! All aboard for the...
The theater of Oklahoma!
Yes, that's it, the theater...
And Rossman!
...of Oklahoma!
I have to say that we all look a bit of a rabble. No one seems to have any luggage now. Everyone being hurried aboard.
All aboard now! The train is leaving!
Somehow... This doesn't feel like the beginning to a life of art.
All aboard the transport to the west!
But this is how we might all start again, perhaps. We might all find something better, something carefree, for once in the heart of America. Somewhere through the mountains. And out across the plains.
In America, or The Man Who Disappeared by Franz Kafka, Carl Rossman was played by Carl Prekop, Therese by Claire Lawrence, Robinson by Nicholas Bolton, Delamarche by Ewan Bailey, Ava by Tracy Wiles, and Brunelda by Elizabeth Bell. Uncle Jacob was Conleth Hill, Rennell, Nick Sace, and the clerk, Kim Wall. America was dramatized by Graham White. The composer was Mark Springer. The director was Peter Kavanagh.